The GOP-dominated state Senate is poised to overwhelmingly pass the education funding amendment. Senate President Peter Bragdon expects some 15 Republicans to support the Senate version.
I think this amendment gives the state back the ability to target aid to the districts that need it the most. All other states have the ability to target the aid where it's needed most. This allows New Hampshire to do that as well.
Right now, this amendment has momentum. Lots of GOP senators like it. Democratic Governor John Lynch likes it. And all along, political leaders have agreed a plan can only be successful if it's got broad support. Bragdon calls this momentum critical.
You're trying to get 66% of the people to vote for something. You're trying to get the middle and the center-right, center-left. And so it needs to have the support of Republicans and Democrats and independents as well as the governor. And our version has that.
See, here's the problem for people who want an amendment to get through. A lot of conservative House Republicans, like Representative Andrew Manoose, just can't support the Senate plan.
I think the Senate would just let the House have one, and if they would just realize that the House isn't moving, and if they want to have an amendment that's passed on to the people, this is it. There's not going to be other language that's more stringent than this that makes it pass the House.
An amendment needs 60% of all House members to pass. No one is saying how many lawmakers are in camp with Manoose on his position, but by the looks of it, there are enough hardcore conservatives to determine the plan's fate. That's why some of the most senior House Republicans are going around trying to lobby people like Manoose. Their message sounds a lot like this.
I ask you not to hold forth to the absoluteness of your principles. I ask you to be a little bit pragmatic today and vote for the possible, an improvement over the current situation.
That's Representative Neil Kirk, who was speaking on the House floor last fall when he unsuccessfully tried to call on the House to support Governor Lynch's education amendment. This stiff resistance from the conservative wing of the party surprises some Republicans. After all, they argue, this amendment accomplishes the exact same goals as the House passed plan. It gives the state even more flexibility than it currently has to determine how much aid each community gets, and it limits court oversight. The difference comes down to who sets academic standards. Representative Manoose says the Senate version gives the legislature the authority to determine who sets academic standards and education policy.
I think that the original intent of the Constitution was for the legislature to delegate that authority to the cities and towns and, more importantly, parents. I think that parents should be defining reasonable standards.
Manoose says the House plan allows the legislature to delegate policymaking authority to the local level. A number of the most respected conservative legal minds have been hard at work on the Senate passed plan in recent months. People like former state Supreme Court Justice Chuck Douglas, attorney Eugene Van Lone, and GOP gubernatorial candidate Ovid LaMontagne, who is also a lawyer. LaMontagne says he's been talking with lawmakers who don't like the Senate plan, making his pitch.
And it's not easy. It's not, there's no silver bullet. It's about relationship with people and helping them to understand why it is you believe a certain thing. And in the end, accept that rationale that it is far better to move forward along these lines than it is to let this opportunity pass us by.
LaMontagne has his work cut out for him. Some say conservatives who backed the House plan last year have decided they won't back it this year. Representative Manoose says he'd love to get something through now, but if it's the wrong deal, he's willing to wait until next year.
The people elected me for my judgment, which I am, in fact, executing every day that I'm here. If the people don't like my judgment, they can elect someone else.
For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.